Today is Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Megan Lynch. While voter turnout for the general municipal election in the city of St. Louis was very low yesterday, the city's earnings tax, Proposition E, passed with 86% of the vote. Only 29% of voters said no to extending the 1% earnings tax. Only 1,693 people showed up to vote. All four Festus City Council incumbents defeated in yesterday's municipal election. Three of the four council members voted yes in March when the council approved a Festus data center plan. Our partners at Fox 2 report the voter turnout in Festus higher than other places in Jefferson County. Some voters think that data center approval may have been the motivation behind much of the turnout, since a large number of residents voiced their concerns during last month's council meetings. The election still needs to be certified before the results are official. Last week's condemned apartment complex raid left many of its tenants homeless. The St. Louis police raid from last Thursday resulted in 63 summons, 13 arrests, and dozens of guns being confiscated. Police also closed the complex permanently, calling it a crime hub. Our partners at Fox 2 report the tenants now have nowhere to go, some saying they were never notified the complex was condemned. According to a city spokesperson, notices were posted on February 10th while officers made face-to-face contact. The rift between the St. Louis County Council and executive reaching levels that residents appear to be taking the brunt of. Sam Page says the council is not funding departments and jobs, which means layoffs.
Executive Director Sam Page says the council's budget coordinator admits that he made many mistakes.
These areas include double counting some of the personnel cuts in the personnel positions in the Department of Revenue, failing to account for salary adjustments under the Fair Service Payment Plan that the county council approved last year for county employees, and also making financial assumptions about the county budget without taking into account the final spending in the fourth quarter of last year.
When KMOX asked Councilman Dennis Hancock, who is running for county executive, incidentally, why 24 jobs were cut from the Department of Revenue, he says they were only temporary jobs from the start and were not refilled last December. In light of that, Page is signaling his next move are layoffs. But as you might expect, the council does not admit the problem was on their end. Councilman Mark Harder.
This year, the council, for the first time after being lied to and misguided by the budget process, has taken the lead on the implementation of a new annual budget that is focused on living within our means and weeding out our past inefficiencies and mismanagement of the budget process.
The council accepts no blame and puts it squarely on Executive Page. Regardless who is or was at fault, this back and forth is making county residents the victims. Whether it's not getting their property tax freeze applications processed by the deadline or taxes refunded, they are the ones taking the brunt of the county's dysfunction. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
It's now 8:06. There are new wastewater findings regarding likely viruses on the upswing in the eastern part of Missouri. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer reports.
The Grand Glaze wastewater treatment plant in Valley Park is currently testing for three viruses being seen in the St. Louis area. Kim Duke is the lab operations manager for MSD, which is overseeing the work at Grand Glaze, per instructions from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Right now, the state is asking us to monitor three specific viruses: COVID, the flu virus A and B, and RSV.
The latest reported results show levels of influenza and COVID are very low in this area, but RSV levels are high across the region. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Webster Groves is launching a spring initiative called No Mow April. It calls for homeowners to not mow their lawns this month to allow seasoned pollinators like bees to have more access to wildflowers. According to the Webster Groves Parks and Recreation District, the city requirement for cut lawns has been lifted by Mayor Laura Arnold and the city council. During the month of April, Webster Groves homeowners can let their lawns grow above the normal 10-inch maximum. From the KMOX business desk, St. Charles County looking to fill a number of vacancies in its 911 dispatchers at a job fair this morning. Officials say they have nearly a quarter of the budgeted positions open. The county also looking to fill positions in the jail and police department. The hiring event begins at 10 at the Missouri Job Center in St. Charles.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.